The Holy Gospel today comes from the 6th chapter of Luke. Then Jesus looked up at his disciples and said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you will be filled. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, and when they exclude you, revile you, and defame you on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, for surely your reward is great in heaven. For that is what their ancestors did to the prophets. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are full now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who are laughing now, for you will mourn and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for that is what their ancestors did to the false prophets. But I say to you that listen, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who abuse you. If anyone strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also. And from anyone who takes away your coat, do not withhold even your shirt. Give to everyone who begs from you. And if anyone takes away your goods, do not ask for them again. Do to others as you would have them do to you." This is the gospel of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Listen. 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 That's what Jesus is asking us to do today. Jesus is saying, listen. That's right in the middle of this passage. As he starts to talk with people on the plane, he says, listen. If you're going to do the kingdom of God thing that I'm talking about, it's going to be different. It's going to be a lot different than what you know, what you've always known. It's not going to be an eye for an eye. It's going to be different. So listen. And then this is what he says. Love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. And pray for those who abuse you. Love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless them. Pray for them. Listen. It's a new way. And it's not like we can't do it, because I think we're equipped to do the things that Jesus would have us to do the things that God has always called us to do, to love our neighbor. I think we have it. Because in the beginning we were made in the image of God and we were very good. We are very good creatures on this earth. That's how we were made, in the image of God. To be creative, to love each other, to be in community. And then in Jeremiah, it talks about the law being implanted into people's hearts and minds. And so the people of Israel, God is saying, I will give you the law. It'll be on your hearts. That's how close I want it to be for you. That's how much I want my love to be with you and with each other. And if that wasn't enough, he sent Jesus to say, listen. Listen. Love your neighbors, your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who abuse you. So the real question is, how does that work? Because at least what I know is conflict happens all the time. And it's easy to find an enemy. So think in your lives for a second, if you've ever thought about someone as being an enemy. And if you go to movies like I do, sometimes the enemy is called a nemesis. You've heard that term, nemesis. I looked at that word and it means to give what is due. And it was actually a goddess in the Greek system of gods. To give what is due. So that's when you think of a nemesis, someone that you might start hating yourself. Who might that be for you? And it might be a person, might be a family member, or that close friend who used to be a close friend and is not a close friend anymore. And at least in my experience, I've found that when you begin to hate, it's kind of like you wrap a person in a cocoon. And the more you do it, the thicker that cocoon gets, and pretty soon you can just put that person, they're just an object. They don't even become a person anymore. And so Jesus says, listen, I know you have it in you. Listen, this is a new way. Love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who abuse you. Maybe it's a group of people that you struggle with. Maybe Jesus hits home when, and I think the first group of people I think of, who's the favorite group of people to hate right now in the world? ISIS, yes, someone who was brave enough to say some, that at least give the answer. But it's true, that group of folks, most of us, we're not going to say, yeah, I know a person who's follows ISIS as part of that group. Yeah, he's a good guy. No, we don't know anybody like that. At least, I mean, does anybody know a person who is ISIS affiliated? I mean, if you raise your hand, then the government's not going to come or do anything. I mean, don't worry, that's not the test today. But it is a group that many of us at least might have an inkling to think about as an enemy, as a nemesis. But Jesus says, listen, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who abuse you. And I think what Jesus is getting at here is if we can do those things, then we become a benefactor. Now, what's a benefactor? What's a benefactor? If you have a benefactor, that's a good thing, right? Because that, the definition, it's someone who does good for someone else. So when we become benefactors to our enemies, to our nemesis, when we can actually do that, when we listen to Jesus and we love and we do good and we bless and we pray, then our nemesis gets uncocooned. The wrappings start coming off and they become our neighbor. If we can be a benefactor to our enemy, we get out of that miserable state. And that's what that Greek word is for hate. It means miserere, misery. If you hate someone, you're living in misery. And Jesus says, listen, that's not how to live. This is the way. Love your enemies. Do good. Bless. Pray. They're not your nemesis. They're your neighbor. One of the places where this really lives out in a real way is when we go to the prison in Living Stones. You know, we have that prison, our prison ministry. So Norm Arnold is the pastor there, and he's been here before, and some of us have gone, and there'll be another time where we'll go again. And so I want to really get 10 people, this is just a brief plug, to come on down the next time to Washington Correction Center in Shelton with me. Join me and the others who will be coming to go and visit those in prison. You know, and the difference between someone in prison and me, or someone in prison, and I'm guessing you, is that they've been caught doing something, or doing something that they've thought about doing, and then they acted it out. And I'm sure all of us, and again, I'm just going to speak for me, but I'm sure all of us at some point have thought about doing something that could possibly get me into prison, because I am not thinking good thoughts about this person. And that wall between prison and us is probably a lot thinner than we realize. You know, Jesus says in another place, if you even think about it, whether it's adultery or hate or anything like that, you're doing it. That's how thin I think it is sometimes, the wall. So when people go to the prison and visit, some of those who are their first time visitors, and this happens again and again and again, those who are first time visitors that I've talked with after have felt blessed. Because I think if you don't know about going into prison, you might think of that person as, those folks who are there as, maybe not enemies, but they're not me. They're there and I'm here. And then you realize when you get there, yeah, they're here, but they look like my son. And they look like my brother. And they look like my uncle or my dad. They're just like family members. And we're here together, and we're worshiping God and praising God together. And they become a neighbor. That barrier, that wall is broken, even if it's just for 2 hours. But the grace of God is there, and we're all together. That's because some people from the outside choose to love and do good and bless and not think of a prisoner as an enemy or a nemesis or someone different, but as a neighbor. And that's what Jesus says. You are built for this, so listen. Love, do good, bless, pray. One of the workers there, John is his name, who comes regularly to the prison, outside person, he told me this story of when he was a new Christian. He would go to a bar and, you know, hang out there. But there's always this guy, every time, who would come up and just want to start a fight with him. Let's go. Let's get it on. You know, I don't like you. And just every time he was there and that guy was there, he wanted to pick a fight. Well, one day, he listened. And when the guy said, all right, we're going to go this time for real, he said, no, I'm not going to do that. Jesus tells me to love you. And I do love you. And he embraced him, gave him a hug, right in the middle of the bar. That kind of shook him up a little bit. A couple weeks later, John said that he baptized him in a river and he became a Christian. Because of that one action, because he listened and he loved his enemy and did good and blessed him and prayed for him. Jesus says, listen, you are built for this. Listen, the person who is the enemy, your nemesis, that's not who they are. They are your neighbor. So listen. Amen.